Welcome back, everyone, to Match Their Energy.
Match their energy. Match their energy. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Welcome back, everyone. We are discussing today the end of an era. Not the end of television, but definitely a big shift in television. I kind of wanted to talk about this, have a little conversation on it and see what your thoughts were. Anyways, hey, Carl. It's good to see you.
Hey. Always great to see you, my gal.
Good to see ya. It's good to chat. Hope you're doing well. By the way, guys, we did not get Harry Styles tickets. So.
So let's just keep all talk about that quiet.
Because Kaylin's in mourning. But.
Yeah.
It's okay. I will figure this out. I have to. I have to find a way.
It's so stupid. I'm entering
radio contests. So I know it's so stupid.
The fact that we had tickets.
It's the fact that we had tickets and Ticketmaster did nothing to fix the scalping problem. That's what pissed me off the most. They claim that they do, but they literally do nothing. I shouldn't be looking at resale tickets the same day that are over a grand for the 300s. Yeah. Also, when I was something even crazier, when I was on TikTok later that day, people were selling tickets, like through TikTok. Mm. Person paid $2,000 per ticket and they were selling that.
Oh, I think I saw that where it was like, DM me. And they were like, I did.
Three tickets, $2,000 a piece.
Like, no, sorry.
$6,000 for tickets in the 300s? I can do so much with $6,000. No, I'm not doing that.
No.
How are you?
Carly
and I didn't get tickets. We will get them, guys. Don't you worry.
We're going to see Harry.
We will. If it's from the parking lot.
Well, listen.
We'll listen and cry. Anyways, I wanted to talk today about Ellen ending her show after 19 seasons.
Right, love her, hate her. You just, either way, you gotta admit it's a pretty big deal.
It is a very big deal. The show started airing in 2002, I think.
2003, if it's 19 seasons, maybe, or maybe she took a year off.
2003 to 2022. That's crazy. Oh yeah,
that's pretty now. Wild.
What am I saying?
Because she started when we were how old?
We would have been
five and six.
Yeah. No.
Well, if it was 19 years ago, and I'm 25, so 6 years for me, 6 and 7.
Six and seven. That's how old we would have been.
Mm.
She started it, and the reason that she started, so I watched the very last episode. I haven't watched Ellen in years. Like, I really, like, I know, like, my mom's a big fan of Ellen. Like, she'd watch all the time. Like, the problem is it just got so repetitive. I just found it was, like, the same shit, and, like, this whole last season was just people coming on and being like, we're gonna miss you so much. And I was like, and so many guests. Like, at some point, like, it wasn't even, like, she was only hosting, like, I feel like, I don't know, two or three times a week. And her episodes are every day. So it was like, there was just so many guests. And like Twitch was really a guest a lot of the time. Like he was being the host a lot of the times instead of just being the DJ.
Right.
I found that it was like, honestly, Ellen was like the pinnacle of television for a while. Like she was
daytime,
daytime. Like she was always ahead of the trends. She always had like internet celebrities on, like all this kind of stuff. Like, remember like Grace and Chance? Do you remember that shit? The guy that's
with the piano. That's so weird. I think I just saw him like show up on my For You page like a couple weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Paparazzi. And she signed him to her record label.
Recently or like back then?
Not recently. I don't think she has a record label anymore. But that
back then, clearly nothing really happened with that. But whatever. Wait, what was the song? You just sang it, but I blanked it.
Paparazzi. It's Paparazzi. Everything will be mine. Stop till that boy is my Lady Gaga song.
Wait, oh no, but he had a song.
He did have a song. You're right. He got famous for the Paparazzi cover. What song did he have?
Because I remember liking his song when I was like however old.
Of course you did.
I know. Okay, I know.
You have like the worst taste.
Ouch, I didn't ask to be called out like that.
His most popular song was like Unfriend You. waiting outside the lines. I'm like,
waiting outside the lines. That was it. Wait, can you play it?
Like, hold on. I'll just play it off my phone.
Okay.
Oh, God. Now my freaking... Now my Spotify is going to only recommend me Grace and Chance and Grace and Chance remixes.
Well, he's only got, like, three songs.
His only listener. He's got 2 million monthly listeners. He's only got 2 songs. Okay, if I go back to the beginning of his discography, Waiting Outside the Lines, EP 2011. Is this the song?
Yeah.
Well, let me get to the chorus.
Yeah, I had this on my MP3 player or whatever.
Don't admit that.
Never enjoy your life.
And then this was his.
Paparazzi?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, that's fun. Fun. Oh my god. See, okay, I liked Waiting Outside the Lines. I feel like that was the same era as Jar of Hearts.
Oh, it was 2011. It was definitely Jar of Hearts era. Because Jar of Hearts came out when Twilight was still, like, movies were still coming out for Twilight. And
yeah, because that came out before 1,000 Years, I think, and then 1,000 Years was the wedding song.
Oh my god, 1,000 Years. Which so is many everyone's. People that as that so many people have that as their wedding song. Mm-hmm. 1,000 Years. But so anyways, Ellen ended her show, and I found that, like, she was so notorious for so many things, like giving away so much money.
Mm-hmm.
She always gave a lot. Christmas, her 12 days of giveaways.
12 days of giveaway.
I wanted to be in the Ellen audience during those periods of time so badly.
So bad every year. Oh, every year. My God.
It was like December 1st to the 12th, I think.
Yeah.
And then she would always take summers off. And I remember, like, when I was in high school and stuff and I'd have summers off, like, what do you do all day when you don't have a car, you don't have a license? You watch Ellen because there's nothing else to do.
I watch Ellen
at the age of 14. And it would always be reruns because she took the summers off. And I remember being like, why am I getting a Thanksgiving episode in the middle of July? But I know. How do you feel about it ending, Carl? Like, how do you feel about it?
I don't know. I actually used to watch Ellen a lot. Mm-hmm. I do believe, honestly, all the controversy. Like, I do believe that she's been pretty bitchy to people before. Or, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe she wasn't the one that chose for her writers to, like, not get paid much. But, like, when your name's on the show, like, I feel like you need to be aware of what everybody's making. And, like, you have some say in it. Like, I don't know. Like, James Corden just, like, was petitioning for his writers not to make so much. And everybody was like, what? Like, you're asking for your writers to make less money?
I know.
And so...
I saw that. I also saw, too, that James Corden is leaving his show.
Oh. Well, because he's just been so successful in acting, he doesn't have time to do the Late Late anymore.
Carly, what are you trying to say? You don't think Taps was a masterpiece?
I didn't even watch it, and that's saying a lot.
Me neither. I've never seen it.
Because I watch awful movies.
Well, you just watch movies with the same plot every single time, a.k.a. every Christmas movie ever.
Yeah, and there's always, like, one little twist, but me and John predict it, so it's fine. maybe the movies just make us feel smart, because we're like, this is going to happen, and then it does, and it's just the biggest rush of dopamine, where it's
I love that for you. It's like solving a mystery.
Yeah.
Except you're solving a Walmart Christmas movie.
After seeing, like, 30, I'm like, this one, I know exactly what's going to happen, and then I'm right, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Oh God. Also, too, with her show, I just kind of found that she always did the most, but also, like, didn't at the same time. Like, in the sense of, like, did we really need to give that guy, like, Daniel with the white Vans, like, a lifetime supply of white Vans?
Yeah.
Did we have to do that? No.
No, we didn't even really need him on. Why?
Why was he on? I know. Why? That was like,
this was famous online.
That was grade 12, I think.
Back at it again.
Back at it again with the bag vans. Damn, Daniel. The fact that we can still quote that is disgusting. It definitely was fine time. So that would have been like 2014, 2015, 2016. Yeah. So we were in university. Daniel. Damn, Daniel. I did find, though, too, like, I actually enjoyed Ellen's comedy. Like, I thought she was funny. But then I think the whole, I think, I'm worried about, like, did she end the show because of her being tired of doing it? Or did she end the show because of all the shit that happened in, like, 2020?
I was feel... like,
why end it on 19, not 20
19
seasons?
Is random.
19's weird.
But I know she'd been talking about it for a while, I think. Like,
yeah.
Stopping. So, I don't know. Maybe that was just kind of the final, like, nail in the head of the coffin with all the controversy. Just being like, you know what? I'm just going to do this season, then I'm done. When I feel like she was already ready to be done.
I think she's been done for a while. I think she probably could have ended at, like, 15.
Yeah. Like, again, like, I always enjoyed Ellen. But before all the controversy or anything or, like, people mm-hmm. calling her out for whatever, there were certain interviews that I would watch and I was like, ooh, that felt awkward. Or, like, she felt mean. Or, like, even when, like, kids would come on the show and they'd say something and it was just kind of her humor. But, like, her being like, okay, then. And then everybody would kind of, like, laugh. And I was just like, like, this kid doesn't know what they're doing in front of, like, literally, like, 100 people. And, like, that was just kind of, And then the whole Dakota Johnson.
I was just about to bring that up.
I think I remember watching that and being like, this is so
I don't think she's. I don't think she was back on the show since then.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, honestly, though, Dakota roast her ass. For those people who don't know what we're talking about, Dakota Johnson, the actress, was on the Ellen show. I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember everything. It was about somebody's birthday.
It was because basically, I think Dakota Johnson had been on the show once before and she'd had a big birthday party with a bunch of stars and Ellen was like, you didn't invite me. I'm so offended. And she's like, I'm so sorry. And then anyway, it was like a couple years later, a year later. I believe this is all right, but I could be completely lying. But I know it was about Dakota Johnson's birthday. And she was – so then Ellen was like, again, like played the clip of I think of being like, you didn't invite me last time. Then she was like, you still didn't invite me to your birthday. And she's like, no, Ellen, actually I did invite you to my birthday and you never responded. So – and it was just kind of like – then Ellen didn't really know what to do, and then, yeah, it's really
awkward.
Yeah,
I don't think she was on since. I remember, so, another thing, too, I know that Ellen pissed off a huge community of fans was definitely BTS when they came on the very first time. I think they've been on twice. And when they came on the first time, like, she was asking all of them if they were dating, and it's, like, really taboo in, like, K-pop and stuff to be dating, which is so stupid. It's such a such a stupid concept that you can't date and be a K-pop star, because the whole concept as a K-pop star is that you have to seem that you have to come across that the fan has a chance with you.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Why it's like super enforced that like relationships have to be hidden. And like one guy, for example, he's in a group called EXO. He came out that he was married and had a baby coming, and people were like, kick him out of the band. Like, there was people standing outside of his agency being like, kick him out of the band. He doesn't need to be in the band anymore.
Wow.
Like, that's the same shit. So, I know when BTS was on the first time, she was asking them about dating, and everybody was like, you can't ask them about dating, Ellen, that's so wrong. And I'm like, granted, would Ellen know that? No. But man, she pissed off a lot of fans when she did that kind of shit. I think Ellen was fun, but I definitely think that her show kind of was past its prime. Definitely past its prime.
Oh, for sure. It did have a great...
Yeah. Like, but then, I mean, we can talk about television altogether for a second. Like, SNL, 4 major players are leaving.
Oh, who's leaving?
Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson.
Love her.
Mm-hmm. That guy and that girl. Those 4 major players.
That guy and that girl.
They're all leaving SNL, so it's kind of like, as of this season, this will be their last season, they're not going to go back anymore. So then it goes to the question, like, is SNL even funny anymore?
Oh, Michael Che. Michael I think that's Che. How you pronounce his name. Which
with Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, no. That's the other one. But maybe they're both leaving. They both do the, like,
No, that guy's not leaving then.
Oh, never mind. I'm so sorry. It says that he responded to Kate McKinnon leaving. A.D. Bryant, Kyle Mooney,
Colin and Jost Pete Jost is who's with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Oh, then yeah. He's Andy not. Bryant, mm-hmm. Kyle Mooney. Yeah, yeah. Okay, see the guy and the girl. I told you. Super iconic. They're leaving. Do you think SNL has passed its prime?
So the thing with SNL, I was actually talking to someone about this recently. It was like, if you talk to people, like, I don't know, in their 40s or something, like, they would have said it's past its prime ages ago. Mm. To me, prime SNL was Kristen Wiig, like, Jason Sudeikis, that era. Who? Sorry?
I said Alec Baldwin.
Oh, he was just a host a lot.
He was just a host a lot, but yeah. Yeah.
Because he was Trump.
Yes, he was Trump. Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah, I didn't even watch it with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Like, I think they had left. Tina Fey came back as Sarah Palin when I was watching it. Amy Poehler was kind of there, but it was like the Seth Meyers what took over. And, but
Seth
yeah,
Meyers Chris was good.
Yeah. So to me, that was the prime because obviously I didn't watch it before because I was like 14 when I started watching and I thought that they were so funny. And so then once a few of them left, I stopped watching. So to me, that was past its prime. But if some people are only just getting into it, the issue is there's just so much humor everywhere that I don't think that a new generation is going to get into it. So in that sense, maybe it is past its prime.
Okay. So riddle me this. Okay. Do you think TikTok, YouTube is the future of media when it comes to shows like this? Because we know James Corden is going to leave as the late night, whatever the frick the show's called. Conan O'Brien is ending his show too. Ellen has now ended her show. Like, do you think like the concept of nighttime television, daytime television, do you think that that ship has sailed?
I guess like our generation and younger are very unlikely to have cable. And these shows aren't on streaming platforms really. So it could be, which is a shame because especially the late shows I find are like genuinely politically educational. Like they talk about real problems in the world.
Stephen
like
Colbert does.
Right, Colbert does. Like, I mean, Jon Stewart was huge for it, and like Trevor Noah took over, and I think Trevor Noah is fantastic.
Trevor Noah's and, on streaming services, though.
Yes. Somebody's
on HBO, but I don't remember which one that is.
Was that John Oliver?
John Oliver's on HBO.
Yes. So I think like that's good. I think we need some people to replace like these people, but I don't know. I like them a lot, and honestly, I think more people should watch them because I've learned more about the world going on from these guys.
Fair point, too.
Yeah.
I think, too, I agree with you. Like, this generation, are we really going to be worried about cable? Like, to be honest, I still have cable. I think I'll probably still have cable going forward because a lot of that shit that you want to watch, like those award shows or certain, like, I don't want to buy Discovery Plus to watch TLC to watch 90 Day Fiancé. So that's the thing too, like streaming services are great, but when they start, like how many do you have?
I have Disney, Prime, Netflix.
Like adding all of those up, I pay for one out of those three. But
see, the next step is going to be a TV company that set you buy their subscription package and you get these four channels. Like you get Crave, Netflix, and Prime, and then there's another one that has like Disney and only Netflix, and it's just going to be cable but for streaming services.
Yeah,
and interesting how they'll do that. But
I think too though that people have fire sticks can get you like everything. So
yeah,
but exactly, do you have all the streaming services? Like Hulu's not in Canada, and like I was watching because Love Island UK is coming out, and I was like, how do you watch it in Canada? And you have to have a VPN on your Hulu account so you can watch it. That's just so much work.
And like they'll probably crack down on that because like I used to have a VPN for Netflix because different Netflixes you could see different things, and really I just wanted to be in Brazil so I could watch Teen Wolf. And then I got stuck in Brazil for like a month and I couldn't get out of it. And anyway, now I don't think the VPN works for Netflix anymore. Like, it knows where you are.
Though, I learned recently that Netflix is going to go to a cheaper method because they lost like 20% of their subscribers because of the price. So they're going to go to a cheaper option. But what is it going to start including? Commercials.
Then it's just TV.
That it's just TV all over again. So really, we're just going right back to where we began.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Like,
wait, said that the other day.
Do you watch like anything? Like, you don't have Rogers, do you?
No, we have something. It might be Rogers. Okay. Oh, we do have Rogers.
You have Rogers. So when you watch, like, when I was watching like Big Brother, Canada, it's the same four commercials over and over and over again. Like every time they put a commercial break in. That's what I feel like Netflix is going to be like with their commercials.
If you were you like recording it and then going back and watching it, or you were watching it live?
I wasn't watching it live. It wasn't a recording. You can go to Rogers on Demand, like the day after the episode comes out.
Yes. So that is the same as The Bachelor, and I think that they
Yes, it is.
And so I think that if you were to watch it live, you would have different commercials. It would be like normal. Yeah. But then for some reason, the on demand like. They choose like four commercials, and it's always like, I don't know, for Bachelor there was a time where it was always the lottery one. then there was like a milk one or something, I can't remember.
It's milk, lottery, commercials for
laundry detergent.
Laundry detergent, and then commercials for their City TV when it was
Christmas. Christmas all the time or something.
So I think that it's like, I don't know if cable's truly gonna die, but I do think that some shows need end.
Yeah, because I already, like, we have cable, but the only thing I watch on cable is like The Bachelor, Bachelorette. My mom watches This Is Us, but like everything else, I just watch Netflix and stuff. And that's the thing, is that like with these late night shows and these daytime shows, I feel like people were like true fans and committed, but in order to become a fan, it almost has to happen by accident because there's nothing else on. You know, like I watched Jimmy Fallon like every night for one point when he first took over The Tonight Show. And it was just because there was nothing on at that time in Bahrain. So I would always watch Jimmy. And so then I was like, oh, like I guess I'm a fan of Jimmy. I literally watch him 5 times a week. Oops. Oh, didn't mean to.
Over here.
I know, but there was just nothing else on at that time. So then like that, like I would never, and so I've stopped watching it now because I just don't go searching for it.
Did you ever go through a Jerry Springer Maury phase?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Carl, you haven't lived.
I know. I'm aware.
You haven't lived.
Aware of Jerry Springer.
You haven't gone through the Jerry Springer Maury phase. Even Maury's not airing anymore.
Oh, I don't even know.
Cable died when Maury left. I think that's the whole. That's what this episode's about. Is Maury leaving? Maury Povich ending his show. Cable's dead.
I feel like the world took a real turn when that happened too. Like climate change and stuff. Like
climate change. I think everybody got a lot more sad.
When
we weren't finding out who was the father. I just think though too, like Ellen is like if you probably go back, it's definitely like a time capsule. It's a time capsule of the year, it's a time capsule of the decade. Yeah. It's definitely what was happening at the time. I do think that social media's kind of killed that. However, if you talk to me like 4 years ago, like what would that been? 2018, I would have been like, YouTube's the shit. YouTube is like, I don't watch any TV. I only watch YouTube. Now I'm like, YouTube who? You who? Who's that? Like my YouTube has been sucking.
Yeah. I never really got into YouTube. The only person that I watched was Jenna Marbles in that era.
Oh God, that's hard. It's hard to talk about.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Sad.
It is sad.
But yeah, that was like the only thing I watched because my friend watched her a lot, so then I started watching her, and then I started talking like her, so I stopped. But
Did you start talking with that like weird accent she made up?
Yeah. Have I
it
did
go again?
I can hear it, but I don't think I can do it.
I can't, yeah. I find though, TikTok has also made our attention spans a lot shorter.
Oh, so short. Like a 3-minute video, I'm like, nope, skipping.
I watch people like get their hair done on TikTok and I'm like, fast forward to the end. I just want to see the end result.
The best thing that TikTok ever did was add fast forward.
I think so too. But also sometimes I can't fast forward and it drives me nuts. But yeah, it's so weird. Like, it's so weird how like things change. I mean, Seth Meyers killing it on the late show, I think.
No, he's just the late show, I think. I think James Corden is the late late.
Oh yeah, James is late. Yeah.
And then John Oliver is Last Week Tonight.
Yes. And then something with Stephen Colbert, whatever his is. My aunt loves Stephen Colbert. And to be honest, like the times that I've watched him, very entertaining. And you are right. He does talk a lot about politics. We all shit on Trump. I totally get that. But like also too though, I sometimes find that these talk shows, daytime shows, they are just regurgitated news headlines. And it's like, oh my God, like I don't watch the news for this certain reason because I'm sick of shit being shoved down my throat. And now you're getting it when you're supposed to be being entertained.
See, that's the thing I actually like about the late shows is that they just have like a dark humor about it. So then it's like I understand what's going on in the world, even if it's messed up and stuff. Like there, it happens when like a shooting happens or something and they have to talk about it, like it is an actual genuine like upsetting thing to talk about and they don't make jokes about that. But I liked that I felt like I could learn about politics while like laughing because we're just making fun of most of the politics. And then like people like John Oliver too, like at the end he'll always be like, okay, but seriously, like this and this is what needs to be done and there's a link on my website on how to donate or whatever, like it's you know. But I like it because it made me feel like I knew what was going on in the world.
I think Stephen Colbert did a good point about that. Yeah. I think when we were having the election of Trump versus Biden, I think if I heard Trump talked about one more time, I was going to jump off a building.
Yeah, agreed.
You can only handle them shitting on him so much. And that's what we were mentioning earlier about SNL. Every week, did we have to have the same skit about Trump every single week?
See, that's why you thought like Alec Baldwin was like on the show. Yeah, but that's he wasn't. True. He was just Trump. He was like their designated Trump. So he was just on it so much. Oh my gosh, I wonder how he's doing right now. Not in like a I care about him way, but just like that whole situation.
Also,
I
haven't looked into it recently. Carly, are you voting? This is unrelated. I'm just asking.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that. I am. I'm going tomorrow.
Get out of my head, Carl. You're going. You can't go tomorrow. They're not.
Yeah, it's early voting.
No, they closed, Carl.
Well, there's one that's open, and tomorrow I Googled it.
I looked at my freaking voter card.
Well, there's one for my area that says that it opens at 10 tomorrow for early voting.
What? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah.
There was like 5 early voter places that I could go to, and 4 of them you can't go after May 28th, but tomorrow
it says that's what I was talking about. Yeah, May 28th was the day. I'm going Thursday after my manicure.
Yeah, I'm going to Wonderland on Thursday, so I couldn't go on Thursday.
Are you cheating on me and going to Wonderland?
It's with my dad.
Fine, I'll accept that, but like...
You want to come?
Carl, I got work.
I feel like you sound sick.
Wow, you can do
you like that?
I don't get
I mean
you and your dad just effing it up at Wonderland on a Thursday.
What yeah, we get in the so fast funny. Pass and everything. I'm not waiting 3 hours for the behemoth.
I was gonna say, you're getting the fast pass.
Yeah.
Are you going to that new fancy one? I haven't been to Wonderland in years.
You haven't done the Yukon Driver yet?
No.
I have, like, twice.
Well, Carl, not everybody can be you.
Sorry.
And have all this free time to go to Wonderland.
Sorry.
Are you going to go to the, are you going to eat in Wonderland? Or are you going to go across for, like, the Subway and all the random restaurants?
Probably the Subway.
Yeah. Yeah. Pizza is the only pizza place in Canada's world. They have like a contract. Mm. And Dasani water. Two of my least favorite types of food. Dasani salty water and pizza tastes like cheese on cardboard. Like, I hate those that food so much. Anyways, we're getting super off track, but I hope you have a great time in Wonderland.
Thank you.
To wrap all of this up, because I feel like we've rambled enough. We've talked enough. I don't know.
About what, to be honest. Honestly, unsure.
Unsure. I think the Ellen show ending is definitely the closing of a chapter. I think it's definitely, it made its mark on television. I find that there was a lot of copycats after her, like the Kelly Clarkson show.
I was just going to say, I feel like the closest we have now to Ellen is the Kelly Clarkson show. And I love Kelly Clarkson with every bated breath that I take, but I do not think she's a good interviewer.
She's not.
It's because she gets too excited, and so that's like not a bad thing about like her, but she interrupts a lot. And I've only seen a couple clips, so maybe these are the worst clips, but she interrupts a lot. Like, she doesn't really let them finish. She, like, I just don't think she's a good interviewer.
I don't think she's good. I also know that the Drew Barrymore show was a thing too, and that was very much a copycat of Ellen as well. I like Kelly. I don't mind her. She was annoying when she was married.
She divorced.
She's divorced now, yeah.
Oh, she had a whole song. She was always being
like, I'm so in love. My husband's so hot. And it's like, Kelly, shut up. We get it.
Kelly, we get it. We don't want to watch this for that.
Kelly, stop talking about your husband when we have a political crisis going on. Be like Stephen Colbert and only talk about politics.
But in a smart, clever, funny way that makes you want to watch it.
Digestible way. Yeah, I just, yeah, there's other shows too. And also too, like, The View sucks. Talk, the Toronto one, that one sucks.
See, that's not even a copy of Ellen. That's like kind of always been around, but they're not good. They're not good.
Daytime television's pretty fucking brutal. Like, it's honestly really upsetting that Maury Povich retired because there was nothing else on.
Yeah.
But in the sense, I do think that late night hosts have a place because, like, I'm sorry, but some of the most iconic late night things I've seen are Seth Meyers getting drunk with Rihanna.
That's an incredible thing. Hey, are you the girl from Battleship?
That's so iconic. Good. Iconic. Hey, are you the girl from Battleship? Howling.
Really funny, really funny.
Also, too, though, I love Conan O'Brien because I love watching his YouTube clips. When he took all those ladies to go see Magic Mike 2, I think.
Oh, I know.
And then Joe Manganiello, like, came out, which is the guy from, who's married to Sofia Vergara. Yeah, him. He came to the after party. And then also, too, when he went, was taking a girl student driving, and he brought Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, and they all got high.
Oh, I don't know.
That's funny, guys. Watch that on YouTube. It's actually really good. But anyways, yeah, I definitely think that. I think that daytime television has kind of taken a hit, and I think Ellen is definitely the closing of an era. People on Twitter were very happy, but other people were like, that's kind of shitty. Like, it's sad.
Like, John never liked Ellen, always knew of her dark side. Mm. And when we first moved in, I was like, nah, like, I can see it, but, like, I don't know. And then the whole controversy came out during COVID. And I was like, I believe it. So, like, I haven't watched her in, like, years, also because of cable and, like, you know, she's just not really on my For You page or anything. But, yeah. So, I don't
know. Is Ellen on TikTok?
Well, no, but, like, you know how people post clips of, like, things? Like, I see clips of The Tonight Show, or I see clips of – so many clips of Billy on the Street. Love Billy on the Street, though.
Love Billy on the Street.
So funny.
Come on, lesbians. Let's go, lesbians. And he's running down the street. And he's like, sir, are you gay? Of course. Do you care about John Oliver? Who's John Oliver?
Do you care about Wendy Williams?
Of course. Oh, Wendy Williams. Oh, my God. Wendy Williams. Talking about controversy. That show's unhinged. Did you ever see the one where she's talking about, oh my God, who is she talking about? Tory Lanez. I think it's Tory Lanez, like the guy who beat up Megan Thee Stallion. And she's like, isn't he dreamy? Everybody clap if he's dreamy. Yeah, last night he beat the shit out of Megan Thee Stallion. And everyone's like,
what? And then she said something. I think she said something that was like, and my intern over there, I won't name names so I don't get her canceled, but she said he could beat her anytime or something like that. And me and John, like, we watch all the most unhinged Wendy Williams, and we're like, like mouth dropped. Like who? And our favorite thing of hers is like, clap if you care, or clap if you're happy. And then there's one, and I can't James. Remember what she was talking about. What was that?
James.
But then I don't remember what she was talking about, but she goes, clap if you feel safe. And nobody claps. And she goes, oh, well, as if she just like really proved a damn point.
Wow. I just love, like, isn't he dreamy? Oh no, it wasn't about Tory Lanez. It was something about somebody who died too. Somebody died and she's like, isn't he just a smoke show? Like, clap if you think he's hot. And you're like, he was gunned down 3 nights ago. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh my, she's like, God.
19-year-old boy was killed. Like, it's just, yeah.
But he's hot. She is. Guys, bless up. He's a good looking guy.
Oh my gosh. Or when she spills tea on herself. Ah. I'm you fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah.
You know what I would love to see? Her and Abby Lee Miller in a fist fight.
Oh my God. That Abby Lee Miller video where she's like with literal teenage boys taking off their shirts. Like, I immediately, like, I'm like, who can I report this to besides TikTok? As soon as
we
go to the gay club,
who do we see? Abby Lee Miller in a wheelchair.
Oh, Lord. Okay, this is going off the rails. I think we need to wrap this up.
Sorry, I would just love to see them in a fist fight. Just a quick little 1-2. But anyways, guys, Ellen's ended. We had some thoughts. Go and watch Wendy Williams clips on YouTube. Guys.
Like, you can just appreciate them for what they are, even though they're problematic. Like, there's no way around that.
Also, hopefully, I know this episode's going to be after the election, but, like, I hope you guys voted. Use your right to vote. We earned it. Especially to all the girls listening to the girls, gays, and theys. Vote.
Vote.
Vote. Get your freaking voice heard. Because, it's been a scary couple of years. So, anyways, I am signing off. Carl is signing off. Thank you guys so much for listening to our ramble on Ellen DeGeneres, the icon she was.
Cable and talk shows.
Cable, talk shows, Wendy Williams. Don't forget to follow us on Match Their Energy on Instagram. And don't forget to rate us on Apple Music and on Spotify. You can do that. I think you can also leave comments on Apple. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will catch you next week. Bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.